Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Adam DeGrade is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Adam is a new friend. He is CEO and co-founder of a company called Astonish, which is a leading digital marketing company helping insurance agencies, independent insurance agencies, find their way in the marketplace and help them carve out their little niche, their little part of the world in the face of all the big boxes. And he's here to talk to us about how you can do that very thing. Adam DeGrade, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you here, Adam. Congratulations on the hard work that and the good work that you're doing. What you're telling your insurance agencies is exactly what I talk to my audience about every day on my show, and that's that if they do what they're supposed to be doing, if they really do their job and focus on people who want the special sauce of a small operation, they don't have to care whether there's a big box company in the marketplace. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. You know, so Astonish, we work with local insurance agencies that really are trying to fight against the Esurances, the Geicos, the Progressives of the world,
yep,
and stay relevant. And the problem, Jim, with a lot of the smaller agencies around the country is that they haven't changed the way they communicate with what we call the social consumer. So you have all the big boxes. They've done a good job at getting online, getting a digital presence, getting themselves set up on the internet, and really changing their culture to be able to deal with the way people want to buy insurance. But what's happened at the local level is that the culture change really hasn't happened. And what Astonish does is we come in and provide training, technology, and marketing. And culture change is a huge piece of it because, as you said, special sauce makes all the difference in the world. And the big boxes can't really love and serve at the local level like a local insurance agency can.
Well, that's exactly right. And what we're talking about, folks, works regardless. Everything Adam just said, just exchange the industry. And it's the same thing in your industry. Take insurance out and put your industry in. It's the same thing. And you heard me talk about this for more than 15 years now on the show. And that is, to me, Adam, this is the essence of the whole thing. Small businesses don't have to have everybody in the marketplace as a customer to be successful. They only need a certain number. They need 5, they need 50, they need 500. They don't, depending on who they are, what they're selling, but they don't have to have 40,000 or 50,000 people who in any given day will consider coming into their shop. In fact, if those people did, they couldn't handle all that business. They just realized, all I have to have is this number. I have to find that number of people who want what I do in our special sauce and then love them up within an inch of their life. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, I think that's true. And, you know, it's interesting because
let me stick this in. But today, loving them up is what you do, Adam, because loving them up looks different today than it did 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
That's exactly right. And see, this is the point. The point is, so you have all the big boxes in insurance. They're spending the millions and millions and millions of dollars on TV ads, radio ads. They're telling the insureds, hey, go online, check it out. But what's nice about the internet is that it can be as expensive as you want it to be or as least expensive as you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is to really get the culture going so you're there when the social consumer raises their hand and says, you know what, I am interested in whatever type of line of insurance or whatever product is. And we have to remember that I think the challenge that a lot of small businesses have across the country, irregardless of the industry they're in, is we are used to doing business a certain way, but the world has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to do is to say, hey, listen, you have the most amazing service, the most amazing products. Now we just have to make sure that we're there where people are now spending their time. And that's on social media, social networks, the internet, which is a lot different than the way it used to be, Jim.
One of the things you're probably running into a lot now, Adam, are middle-aged baby boomer agency owners who started their business in the 70s or the 80s, and they're now in their either 50s or 60s maybe. Maybe they're starting to bring on a second generation, and they were doing business for years a certain way, and it's hard for them to make the adjustment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard for them. It's actually funny that you said that. The average median age of a typical agency owner throughout America is 56 years old.
Yeah.
And you know, that definitely second, third generation agencies. So you have the younger generations coming up saying, hey, mom and dad, you know, this is the way we need to be doing it. We need to be spending time on marketing and technology. Not blowing our brains out with the ways we used to do it, but just to be there for our customers online.
Yep.
Not just for new business, by the way, Jim. I think a lot of people misunderstand. The internet is not just about new business. The challenge that the local agent has is retention of that business.
Right.
Because they're constantly being bombarded by the big boys. They need to, you know, they need to really say, hey, we're not going to let our customers go. We're going to be where you want us to be, the way you want us to be
How many times, I mean, I've been buying car insurance, for example. I've been buying P&C, property and casualty insurance, for a long, long time, right? Since
sure.
I was a kid. And so how many years have I gone with the same company and I never hear from them? And I bought more business from a local independent company than I ever have. I mean, than anything else in my life. And how many times would I go years and just keep making the premiums? They send me in notices, but I never even get a phone call from that agent saying, hey, man, thank you for your business, or here's something I think you might be relevant to you. So consequently, whenever I decided that their price was getting too high and I need to look around, I just looked around. I had no connection to them. Maybe I knew them, but they didn't act like they cared about my business. Independent companies can't do that anymore.
No, they really can't. They can't afford to do that. I think that's a very good point. So, I mean, I have the same scenario in my life, you know, dozens of insurance agents of the different various things that I actually own and operate. And at the end of the day, you never hear from them. And so what we try to do is we try to say, hey, listen, somebody's got to stop the insanity. You know, in order for you to retain your customers, you not only need to be there and thank them for the business, you also need to be there to be what we say we are, which is service professionals, to really make sure they're covered in all the areas of exposure, not just the ones that the persons want to have covered. And I think that's to your point. So you're looking at just a price point for one line, but if that agent had, you know, your home and your auto,
right,
or helping you with your business,
or had just checked in with me,
or whatever.
How about just make a phone call once a year? How about send me an article twice a year? How about whatever, some kind of contact? I mean, I'm telling you, if you could get your independent insurance agents, which is what you do, when you get them to reaching out and touching their customers, their retention level is going to go up, and it's easy to do. And of course, convincing them to do it is not the easy part. Adam DeGrade is the CEO and founder of Astonish. Is that astonish.com, Adam?
Yeah, astonish.com. Yes,
so
sir.
So check it out. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.